We have a couple of challenges before us this morning. We need a few extra sheets. If you have one that you could share, hold your hand up. Chaplain Molstead will be by to pick it up. You'll get extra credit for heaven. And then could I disturb you all and have you all stand and move towards the center of the aisle? So the center, we'll leave the outside for latecomers. So just scooch in. If you have empty seats, move over, please. So those of you that are coming in now, if you come up the side aisles, there will be plenty of room in the lifeboats. Please turn to hymn number 182. We will sing the first three verses and will remain seated for those three verses. 182, verses 1 through 3. Please turn the page, and if you would look at the bottom of the third page of that hymn, you'll find there the passage from the Gospel of Luke that tells the story of Mary and Martha at Bethany. And I would like for us to read that together. Now it happened.
And a certain woman named Martha
Now please flip back to the first page of the hymn. We're going to travel now in time from that scene at Bethany to a scene about the year 1700, 76 years before our Declaration of Independence. We're going to travel to Germany to a city called Halle. You'll notice that the song that we just sang was composed for a hymn book that was produced there in that town of Halle. It was called the Geistreiches Gesangbuch. It was a very large hymnal. This hymn was number 1097 in that collection of about 1,550 hymns. So this book is much lighter. Halle was an interesting city and a revolutionary city in its own way. Much of what we consider to be aspects of modern education took place there in that city under the direction of a movement called Lutheran Pietism. Unique ideas such as teaching in the language of the people, offering education to both the poor and the rich, and especially to girls. Even up into the university age, the University of Halle was a young university in 1700. It had been founded in 1694. Courses there were taught in Latin and in German, probably the first time that university courses were taught in the language of the common people. Many of those ideas have filtered through the ages to all of our Western educational systems, but especially to all Lutheran schools and Lutheran colleges. The notion that we would be there with Mary and Martha, attentive to both of the things, Martha's attention to the world's work and Mary's attention to her devotional life and to the gifts that her Lord brought, have been the goal of so many of these institutions. Forwarding ahead to the first decade of the 20th century, just down the hill, you can see the two spires of the church today. Emmanuel Lutheran Church had a pastor, his name was Pastor Winter, and he thought it would be a wonderful thing to establish a school here on the hill, a finishing school, a ladies' seminary it was called in those days, or a college for Lutheran women, where they could learn to be Mary's and Martha's. In time, that institution stumbled. Financially, the idea of an all-girls school perhaps was too late for that to be a success, and in its place then became the Bethany Lutheran College that we know today. Started out in the 1920s as a high school and a two-year college together. Then eventually in the 1940s, a Lutheran seminary department was added for the training of Lutheran pastors. Sounds a lot like Halle at that point. It's almost cradle to grave. And then in 1969, the high school department closed, and from 1969 to 2000, Bethany Lutheran College was a two-year college, giving what we called the Associate of Arts degree, which allowed students to either complete their education at that point or continue on to a four-year university or college. And of course, today, we are a four-year baccalaureate-granting institution, but still hanging on to the precious notion of what it is to prioritize your lives according to the models given to us by Mary and Martha of Bethany. Are we, like Martha and indeed, so distracted by the work of this world that we occasionally forget the quiet time that we need with our Lord? Of course, we all answer to that in the affirmative. That's indeed the case. But even when we realize that, we realize the greater thing that Christ, who is the one thing needful, brings to us the one thing needful, which is everlasting life, the forgiveness of all of our sins, and salvation. Let's continue now by singing verses 5 and 6 of hymn 1097.
Thank you.
If you go over to the lobby of Old Main, and I would encourage you to do that at some point during your career here at Bethany, you'll see there the Wall of Presidents. Dr. Sigurd Christian Ilvesacker was the first long-term president that Bethany Lutheran College had, and among other things, he felt the college needed a school song. So they sponsored a competition in the scroll, and lo and behold, no students submitted any entries. So the English teacher at that time wrote this text, "High amid the trees you stand," and he wrote the music for it. Let's stand and sing our school song. Turn now, please, to hymn 593. On my heart imprint thine image for many years, 60 years now at least, 65, has been the theme song or the closing hymn, the closing anthem for the Bethany Lutheran College Choir. It draws our attention to Jesus Christ the crucified, and especially the image of him on the cross and the superscription written on that cross. We remember that Pontius Pilate gave instruction that the sign above him while he was being crucified should read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." In this hymn, we pray that a superscription on that image of the crucified one would also be written on our very hearts. And I draw your attention to the crucifix that's on the altar as a reminder that Bethany has connections in the past, in the present, and around the world. The corpus, the body of Christ, was carved by a wood carver in the Czech Republic and brought to the college when the chapel was constructed. The cross itself was designed and built by one of the very first graduates of Bethany Lutheran College, Mr. Gig Soli. So when you look at that, you remember Gig and you remember the wood carver in the Czech Republic, but most of all, we hope that you remember the Christ who indeed died for you. And as you wander around the campus, you'll notice a photograph of this crucifix in every building with the mission statement of our college, which also reminds us as instructors and as staff, and hopefully you too as students, why it is that we have gathered together in this place. Let's stand and sing hymn 593. We are going out? Okay. At this time, don't sit down because we're going to dismiss you in an orderly fashion, and we'd like you to use the two doors in the front here and also those in the back so you're not all waiting to go out the back. And proceed over to the area on the green with the orange cones and the very dewy grass. Today you'll be able to smile and keep your eyes open for this photo.